W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. New sound gotten by ABC News reveals more details about Silicon Valley Bank's head downplaying financial risks days before the bank collapsed. At a conference March 7th, Greg Becker.
If you think about the Fed, what they want to do is making sure they're kind of managing kind of all financial risk, mm-hmm. right? And so much of that risk has gone outside of the banking sector.
That audio from Area. Filings show the heads of Silicon Valley and troubled First Republic banks sold stock earlier this year. The FBI investigating. Becker's lawyer says his client acted properly. A big effort to lower drug costs in California. The state spending millions working with a nonprofit generic drug company to cap insulin costs at $30 a vial. Three drug makers control insulin costs. Just before it expired today, the wartime deal with Russia that allowed grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in need was extended, says the UN. This is ABC News. Frozen recall.
The FDA and CDC are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A linked to frozen organic strawberries from a supplier in Baja California, Mexico. Hepatitis A infects the liver. The FDA says five people have gotten sick, two were hospitalized. Among the brands being recalled, four-pound bags of Kirkland Signature frozen organic whole strawberries sold at Costco, as well as frozen organic strawberries sold at Aldi's under the brands Simply Nature, Vital Choice, Made With, PCC, Community Markets, and Trader Joe's Organic Tropical Fruit Blend. The bags should be returned or thrown away. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After a strong earthquake shook southern Ecuador and northern Peru today, local officials say at least a dozen people are dead. The quake trapping others under rubble, sending rescue teams out into streets littered with debris and fallen power lines of magnitude 6.8. Protests still violent in France over the government raising the legal retirement age by 2 years to 64. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are local music.
Maxi Gradio, We Are Local Music. The Pine Travelers there. Biggest Small Town. It's probably one of my favorite songs from them. Oysters before that. Both songs off the Heareth album back in 2016. I was looking for some news about the past members of the Pine Travelers. And in doing so, I just realized, looking at Facebook, today is Nick Cutler's birthday rocker.
Nick Cutter. Yep.
Cutter. People are looking at his Facebook page, and people are wishing happy birthdays to him. So happy birthday, Nick.
Well, that's, what do they call that when you've passed? And it's your heavenly birthday.
Your heavenly birthday, right. Cheers to Nick. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Rocker, we got a good show brewing so far. What else is coming up tonight, man?
Jimmy, later on tonight, of course, Terry Barr is going to have some bar notes for us. Curtis Goodman. Terry will also be talking to the Wisconsin native that's coming back to the Man City for a show. And then the Devil's Lair, Dana Perry, here for her third time in the lair. She's going to be talking new album, new tour, booking at the Cargo Coffee East, and performing live after 9 p.m. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight, the best of hard rock and metal from around Wisconsin, including a little punk. And then the Faith Hills Have Eyes, Jimmy, will be talking to the whole band, Aaron, Gordon, and Goat. They're going to stop by the studio and hang out with us. And then Essential Last Crack at 11.
I was looking at the calendar today, Rocker, and it came up with one question.
What's that?
Because in exactly 2 months tomorrow, I'm going camping.
Camping?
Who's ready to go camping?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my camping.
Not yet.
I mean, today, I mean, could you go camping today? It's pretty cold outside. I tell you what, I would actually consider it. What is the coldest temperature you'll camp in? 844-967-2789.
I want to know.
844-96-PARTY. I want to know, too, because I'm really, if E-Dub were to call me right now, Rocker, and say, let's go camping, I might be all in. I don't know. I would have to leave and go camp tonight.
What would you take with you to keep warm?
We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear what you think about camping in cold weather. How early is it? Is it okay to go early? What's the date? What's the date cutoff? What's the temperature cutoff? You know, we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Right now, I got the Mad Town Mannish Boys. You know, their next show is Thursday, March 23rd at the Rooster. It's Jesse's birthday, Rocker. Happy birthday, Jesse!
Happy birthday!
Let's do some Old Dog. It's the Mannish Boys. They rock. It's original local music.
What got me by yesterday ain't working out so well for me today. I am Susan Massino, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Dono on the radio, this beer sitting ice cold, getting caught up in the breeze. It's like the summer of 69, these are the best days of our lives, yeah. And right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. We've been out day drinking, now I'm thinking, our friends don't mind. Just with a bottle of gin, more than 80 proof rum, we're gonna party all night, we'll keep the summertime, summertime. You can't get this in the city, that girl's looking pretty, and she's sitting up next to me, next to me. And this water's wide open, no clouds for days, and we're hoping, come on, right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. We've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking,
Summertime on, Caleb Woods on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. So what's the coldest temperature you've camped in? Is there like a cutoff line that, no, it's too cold, I'm not going camping? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Jimmy, you're going camping soon. What temperature keeps you home? I mean, you probably have more, you know.
I'm kind of a glamper. I used to do a lot of backpacking and roughing it, but now that I'm older, I like to have my amenities.
Yeah.
You know, at night, I have a really comfy bed, and I have a cot, so I'm off the ground. So if it gets in the 20s, I'm okay.
20s?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold, but you got to have a good sleeping bag, you know?
Sleeping bag only?
Yeah. So I'm not taking any vacations this year. I'm taking like six, seven different camping trips, maybe eight different camping trips throughout the year.
Wow. So, taking a train out to go camping?
No, we're driving, man. You're driving. So you and Alice, you camp a lot. What's the coldest you camped in?
Boy, you know, I think I'd go back to my childhood with my parents, and we used to camp in the Adirondack Mountains.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I remember we'd go there sometimes, and there was this guy and his wife, they were immigrants, and they were, you know, he would go off to work in the daytime, and she would stay there, and she was pregnant. I remember she had that kid in the pup tent out there, and boy, it was cold. I don't know. It wasn't 20, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could go, I want to say, you know, 45 maybe.
Oh, wow. That's warm. I mean, 45, that's like the perfect sleeping weather in a tent right there. And of course, we're talking tent camping. We're not talking about going in an RV, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to bring something to keep you warm, Jimmy.
Well, that's Mrs. K. And
what do you,
you know, or your wife or your honey, whoever.
Well, you know, it could be lots of things, right?
Rock or vodka. It could be in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah. It could be in a bottle. That's true.
Right, right. You don't want to move the fire inside the tent because that doesn't work out so well, I've learned.
We had a, when I was a kid, we had this, like, heater thing. It was like, oh, gosh, I don't know, burned on some fuel.
That's carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. Perfect.
That's well, back in the 60s and 70s, Jimmy, that kind of stuff was perfectly okay.
Right, right, right. Nobody ever got hurt from that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about camping this hour. I'm stoked. I can't wait to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Ottawa Lake Campground over in Kettle Moraine South. Can't wait. I got my fast car getaway ready to go. It's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio.
Take a bow. Take a breath. Sort it out. You don't need the spotlight right now. And take it down. For the ringing in our ears to settle down. And at the end, will you expect it? There to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending. With a fast car getaway, take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Songs and they sing along, scatter words like pennies on the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, will you expect it? There to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are your three quick notes, highlighting some of the news and happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, note number one takes us to the Red Rooster on the east side of Madison. It's a wonderful bar and, of course, a friend of our show, hosting live music on a nightly basis, and one we almost thought we lost when in its former life as the Knuckle Down, it shut down. Some committed musicians from the Madtown Mash Boys purchased, remodeled, and reopened it it. Now those same owners are ready to move to remodel phase two, which is all about the outside space, including a large deck, a music stage, a bar, cozy landscaping. Sounds wonderful. There's going to be a couple of fundraising events happening throughout the next several months, with the construction underway later this summer. Next, you've heard us talk about the Palace Theater. It's a multi-entertainment and dinner venue in Wisconsin Dells, which often featured Wisconsin bands opening for national acts. Well, we now know Legacy Entertainment out of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is the new owner of the Palace. Legacy has 45 years of theater management experience and bought the Palace after the Kramer brothers decided to shut the doors a couple of months ago. A Legacy spokesperson says the group has been interested in the Dells area for quite a while and is now planning to spend millions to renovate the theater during the next year, transforming it into what they described as a performing arts center and employing more than 140 people. The new owners will host a couple of shows during construction and will be changing the name and holding an official grand opening in 2024. Of course, we will keep you updated right here on Max Inc. Radio. And our final note, if you ever watch the TV competition show American Idol, there may be another reason for you to cheer on one of the contestants this season. Her name is Reet Thorns. She's a graduate of Memorial High School in Madison. The 20-year-old is now a college student and took a chance to audition for Idol. After several rounds, she earned a gold ticket, so she's going to move on to the televised competition, which will happen in Los Angeles. Now, during her audition, Reet shared her story as one of growing up often without a mother who battles with addiction. One of the celebrity judges, Lionel Richie, hugged her and told her, "I get you." So let's all watch for Reet during the Hollywood portion on ABC in a couple of weeks. Congrats and good luck to Reet. Good luck on American Idol, Reet, from all of us at Max Inc. Radio. And as always, we thank you for supporting your local bars and those talented artists playing all the notes. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Woman, I like your automobile.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Alter 5 Blues Band, and You Gotta Earn It. Always a pleasure to hear the Alter 5 Blues Band. Before that, some Rascal Theory, equally as awesome, with Buzzkill. Rocker, we're talking about camping, man. Cold weather camping, are you okay with that? What kind of equipment are you using to keep yourself warm when you're camping? 844-967-2789. Man, I'm stoked, dude. I'm looking at my calendar. 2 months from tomorrow, Mrs. K, E-Dub, and I, we're off. We're going to camping at Ottawa Lake Campground.
Ottawa Lake Campground. Where's that in the state?
It's just east of us, just east of us in the Kettle Moraine State Forest. I forget the town that's close by.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of out by Oconomowoc, maybe. Yeah. Heartland.
Yeah, Heartland sounds right. Yeah.
That area.
Eagle. Pretty close to Eagle.
You know, I always wonder if those, you know, ratings on those sleeping bags are, like, true. They're, like, down to 30 below.
Oh, sure. The ratings.
You
know,
for real? Would you trust that?
Well, I guess they work because they are tested in cold weather, you know.
Oh, whose job is that, right?
I wouldn't want that job. No.
See if this works.
This sleeping
bag. Go into this cooler with this sleeping bag and see if this works.
This rating is not working on the sleeping bag, no. You know, equipment is key, though. You got to have a good sleeping bag. You got to have a good cot. I love having the cot up off the ground, you know. Because sleeping on the ground sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think the cot's probably a good idea. Jimmy, if it gets that cold, I think I'm just going to camp in the hotel.
You know, we've done this before. We picked up camp, and it's like, screw it. You know, rain for like 3 days.
Yep.
You got to have some good food. You got to have some drinks, of course. Good company is good.
Rain and cold. Boy, right. That's the double whammy.
Our friend George, wink, wink, needs to be there, which leads me right into our next song. From Jordan Story, his brand new one, We Got High on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Talk, but it's just me lashing out. If nothing else, the others there, they never really tend to care. I'm just another one in doubt. Is it wrong to feel surrounded when there's no one else in town? Guess I just look kinda crazy the way you would portray me if you were still around. As you know, it gets lonely. Another wick to burn and no one notices the heat. Is it weird to feel empowered at someone else's feet? I may never feel as human, shouting down my demons like I do your memory. As you know, it gets lonely.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Cancellations there and Control Me. Coming up, Curtis Goodman is going to be joining Terry Barr. That's coming up at 8:30 tonight. And then Dana Perry's live in the Devil's Lair. Can't wait for that. You know, Ellie Mabee, she's in the Cancellations singing and playing some guitar. She's playing bass on this song with Jerry X. This is White Light on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I do.
Jerry X on Max Inc. Radio. All right, coming up, we got a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour of Heavy Looks. Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Curtis Goodman. It's going to be a good hour of radio. Stick around. Right now, Doozy on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's go. I'm done. Sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat red. But I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only one that makes me feel. Here I go again.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.